Nick, do you remember, or what do you remember from Victor Cruz coming out? It seems to have came out of nowhere a little bit.
Yeah, he was a productive player at UMass. He had two real productive seasons. I want to say they were over 1,000 yards or close to 1,000 yards. You know, good size, good quickness. He played really well last year during the preseason for the Giants, and injuries kind of curtailed his season there. But he's essentially stepped into the role that they had for Steve Smith last season, just as their slot receiver. He's been productive with his opportunities. He's got good size. He's quick. He's good with the ball in his hands. Quarterback seems to have trust and confidence in him. He's done a nice job for them.
Nick, can you talk about what went into the decision of releasing Lee Botten?
Yeah, every decision that we make is done on an independent basis. And, you know, Bill mentioned this. I really don't have too much to add. But, you know, we just do what we feel is best for the team at that point moving forward. And that's what goes into, you know, that's what goes into our decisions.
Is it fair to say that you made the call to release Botten before you had the final results from Dowling's injury, or, you know, needing to be placed on injured reserve?
Like I said, every decision is kind of done on an independent basis. And, you know, we make the decisions that we feel are best for the club, and it's as simple as that.
You have some guys in the secondary that are definitely not household names. Antoine Molden is one, Phillip Adams. Can you talk about some of those other guys who filled the role that Lee and others had been filling?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys in our secondary that play, depending on the defensive package. But those two players in particular, they both have good size, good speed. You know, they run well, played well in the kicking game, or had some production in the kicking game. So, I mean, all those players, whether it's Kyle, Devin, Sergio, Josh, when he's on the field, James, and Patrick, I mean, they all have their specific roles, and they prepare themselves for the game and whatever role and that the coaches provide for them. And then the hope is that the team and the defense really goes out there and is able to execute well. And, you know, we just need to do a better job collectively, you know, as a team, and just play better.
Nick, ideally, isn't the defensive backfield something you'd like to have a little more continuity? I mean, wouldn't you like to have things a little more settled so you do have that kind of continuity for communication's sake?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have seen us play, been around long enough, and we play a lot of guys. I mean, even going back through the years, I mean, when Troy Brown's playing on defense, you know, we have a receiver playing on defense. So, you know, we week to week look at who's available, who's going to be healthy, then we implement the game plan and prepare for that game, and then players need to go out and execute that game plan. We need to coach it better, and we need to play it better. So the more guys can play together certainly helps, but, I mean, given any given week, not everybody's going to be available, so you go with what you have, and, you know, everybody prepares and goes out on the field, and, you know, they work together.
Nick, since everyone else has gotten a Taylor Price question, when you looked at him coming out, you know, given the offense he was in and the level of competition, did you foresee his contributions taking a while? And is he where you would like him to be at this point?
Yeah, I don't think with any player you really put in a timetable about when they're going to play or when they're going to be ready, whether it's the level of competition. I mean, you take a guy like Antonio Brown, basically the same conference, maybe a little different offense. You know, it's taken him a couple years to get where he is, and he's been productive for the Steelers to this point. So I think you look at the player individually, just kind of look at their individual skill set. Maybe there's some circumstances, or maybe they do things that are a little bit unconventional, like offensively, obviously, they played in a run-oriented system. So you just have to evaluate some things and some other with some other opportunities, whether that's a bowl game or a workout or a visit or whatever the case may be. And then in the end, like you do with any player, you just try to put the picture together of what you think the player's strengths are, maybe some areas that he needed to improve upon at some point moving forward, and then when the player gets into your program, then, you know, it's kind of a combination of things, you know, when they get on the field and what they do with those opportunities. So, I mean, everybody learns and everybody improves at different stages and different levels. You know, Taylor's done a decent job in practice, had some opportunities in the game, so it's a long season, so we'll see where it goes.